You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008. Hi, this is Miles Helfand, Managing Editor of TheBody.com. AIDS 2008 is a magnet that attracts thousands upon thousands of HIV-positive people, activists, and community leaders from all walks of life and all parts of the globe. We've been fortunate enough at this conference to meet a few of these people and talk to them about their perspectives and their experiences. Here's one interview.
This is Terry Wilder with TheBody.com, and today I'm here with Ayman from Egypt. I met Ayman at the Positive Leadership Summit in Mexico City. Ayman, can you tell us what it's like to live with HIV in Egypt?
Living with HIV in Egypt is very tough because the stigma is very high in Egypt against people who is living with HIV. So we are having a very tough fight in our country to do what we have to do and to be able to have a safe living environment away from stigma, away from many other things we have to fight, which is support and care. We are not having it professionally. We are having our medications, which is only one line. And if you get a resistance from this line, you will not be able to get another one. I think we are having a very tough life with HIV in Egypt, and we have to fight more and more so we can get our rights.
What do you think the biggest challenge is?
Our biggest challenge is to make the stigma goes down, and also to make our leaders and our government to support us on our support and care and treatment.
When you say that there's stigma, how does that happen? Are people losing their jobs or their housing? How exactly does the stigma present itself?
It's there by all its meanings. People can get away from you. They don't know how the HIV is transferred. They don't know anything about anything, and they are treating you very badly. Going through that, you can be kicked away from your home. If it's not your property, you buy it by your money. If you are renting it, sure, you will be kicked away. In the job, you cannot say that, because if you said, sure, you will be fired, they will get many reasons. It's not will be HIV, but will be other many reasons so can get you fired. I have been working in a place just for 1 year and a half. I didn't say anything, and I couldn't say that.
Where do people get their medical care?
Actually, they are giving only the medications in our Ministry of Health, and this is the only way we can get it, because it's very expensive, and we are at the third country. Many of us cannot support buying medication by themselves, so we are having it only from one way, which is the Ministry of Health. So even if you are living far away, you have to come all this way long from any place in Egypt, any region in Egypt, you have to come to Cairo so you can get your medication. And there is no other support and care. If you are going to a doctor and saying that you are having an HIV and you have to make an operation, he will not make it to you. Actually, right now we are having women, they are pregnant, and we don't know how and where they are going to have this birth of this child. And actually, the places which the government is giving to us is a very, very low standards. If he's not going to get HIV, he will get another disease.
What kind of support do you get from family and friends?
Actually, from my family, they are very supportive to me. Let's say my mother. When I first knew, actually, my information was not that much, so I was waiting for this. My mother, she was the one who started telling me that what happened, this happened. You have to look forward. Whatever, how you are going to live, this is something by God. So you have to live it by the normal and nice way you have to be. But friends, actually, I don't have too many friends which I can tell them this. Actually, I do have only one friend. Actually, he is my sponsor in a narcotics anonymous program. And the other one is an HIV positive person who is living with me. Not living with me, but she is the most closest one to me. She have been helping me in many things.
So you get your medical care from the Ministry of Health. Are you on medications right now?
Yes, I am.
What medications are you on?
I'm having the Norvair and the Envarez and the Combivir.
Okay. And how have you been feeling after taking these?
I have been taking medications almost for 2 years. I'm getting well. Actually, I do remember that when I started, my CD4 was about 68. I was about 60 kilograms. Now my CD4 is 164. And actually, I'm past the 95 kilograms. So it's good.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel much, much better then.
Great. And what year were you diagnosed?
It was 28 June 2006.
Okay. So not very long since your diagnosis.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much, Terry. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Body.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at thebody.com/AIDS2008.